The heroes of the tragedy are two brothers born to the same father, King Bithynius Prusius. Nicomedes is the son from his first marriage, a hero and a successful general. Autius is the son of Arsinoe's second wife, who lived in Rome as a hostage from the age of 4. Both sons arrived at their father's court. Arsinoe subjected the old Prusias to her influence and tries to make his son Autius heir to the throne. Both brothers love the Armenian princess Laodicea, but she favors Nicomedes. Arsinoe weaves intrigues and turns Prusias against his eldest son. The Roman ambassador Flaminius also insists that Autius be appointed heir. Courageous Nicomedes resists all his enemies and defends his love. In the end, Nicomedes approaches the throne, gradually taking the reins. In the finale, the magnanimous prince forgives all enemies and thinks nothing of revenge. It also transpires that the mysterious man who freed Nicomedes is his brother Italus. Nicomedes has touched his stepmother's heart, and the latter sincerely promises to love him as if he were her own son.